What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. This week, Apple is banking on bigger screens to drive up its iPhone growth. The company will announce two new models with larger displays and an updated version of the iPhone X. We'll get all the details, but first, these headlines. Authorities have ordered widespread evacuations in the Carolinas while warning of life-threatening impacts from a rapidly strengthening Hurricane Florence. Stay up to date with the latest forecasts at WSJ.com. Google on Tuesday will appeal an order to extend the European Union's, quote, right to be forgotten to its search engines across the globe, arguing before the EU's top court that the order encourages countries to assert sovereignty beyond their borders. The Journal has more on how this is thrusting global tech firms like Google, Facebook, and Microsoft into a potentially costly legal battle and setting the stage for conflict over who will or should regulate everything from free speech and privacy to cybercrime and taxes. Sonos can't miss a beat. The speaker maker's first quarterly report was in line with expectations. However, it failed to justify a huge run-up in stock price. Public barely a month, the maker of premium wireless speakers report was preceded by the longest movement the stock has made in its young life. Sonos shares closed the day up more than 13% on Monday at $21.64. Heard on the Street's Dan Gallagher has more details at WSJ.com. The Journal writes that 2018 has been a tale of $2. The U.S.'s dollar strength has buffeted stocks and bonds in poorer countries, raising concerns that further appreciation in coming months could destabilize the emerging world. Yet the dollar in recent weeks has slipped against some of its developed market peers like the euro and yen. According to the Journal, investors are now grappling with the consequences of this split and how the debate highlights the dollar's centrality to global markets and expectations for more interest rates from the Federal Reserve. Still ahead, Apple prepares to supersize its iPhone lineup. As Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle writes, Apple is preparing to supersize its iPhone lineup. As the company aims to drive profit in its biggest business despite stagnant unit sales. Here to talk about what the company has in store via big announcement Wednesday of this week, patching in via Skype from San Francisco, is The Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle. Hi, Trip.
Hi, Tanya.
So big announcement coming this week, two new models and an updated iPhone X. That's a lot to digest in one day. So how do we prepare? What do we know so far?
Apple is expected this week to announce three new iPhones, as well as an update to the Apple Watch and update to its AirPod wireless headphones that it launched a couple of years ago. The big focus, obviously, for Apple is always the iPhones. I mean, this is 2/3 of their total sales. And what we're expecting on that front is a plus-size version of last year's iPhone X, an update to the iPhone X, and then a less expensive version of an iPhone that offers facial recognition technology, the same Face ID system that came on the iPhone last year.
And what seems to be the biggest selling point here is the fact that Apple is apparently coming out with the largest screens ever. Apple is going in strong with that. What's the thinking there? Why is how does Apple see that bigger screen helping folks buy more iPhones?
On one hand, I mean, people see bigger screens. It offers an updated experience to what they might have with an older iPhone that doesn't have quite the same screen size. The hidden benefit or the less overt benefit is for Apple, and that is that the bigger phone you have, the more likely you are to download apps, to stream video, to play games. And all of those things, when you do them on an iPhone, you typically pay for some of those activities, and Apple collects some of the money that you spend, and therefore Apple makes more money.
Right. And, you know, iPhone sales have slowed. You write about how, as such, Apple is trying to breathe new life into its services business and how that could really prove to bring it home for Apple as well.
What we saw over the past 5 years for Apple was 86% of its revenue growth came from the iPhone. What we're anticipating as we look ahead, in large part because people just aren't upgrading their phones as often as they used to. In fact, many people are going from waiting from an upgrade every 2 years to now every 3 years, and that's supposed to get it even longer. So the question becomes, how does Apple generate revenue growth in the future? And increasingly, the answer to that is its services business. So that's the sales of apps, the sales of iCloud subscription service, and things along those lines. And what we're seeing is Apple is really pushing and driving that, and it's expected to account for 60% of revenue growth in the next 5 years, according to Morgan Stanley.
So as far as Apple goes and how they're thinking of the consumer standpoint, what's the big question on a consumer's mind in terms of, hey, do I buy an iPhone this year?
If you're due to buy a new iPhone or considering buying a new one this year, I think the big thing that you'll have to wrestle with is, do I want one of these new phones that exclusively come with the Face ID facial recognition system that Apple introduced last year? Or do I want to get an older model iPhone, an iPhone 7, iPhone 8, or even an older model than that, that comes with the fingerprint sensor technology that many people grew accustomed to over the past 5 or 6 years? And that's the real dividing line now within Apple's portfolio of products. I mean, they kind of set us up with facial recognition technology last year with the iPhone 10. Now they're implementing it across the full suite of new phones. And so people are really going to have to make a choice as to whether or not they're ready to adopt that technology or want to continue to live on a fingerprint sensor device like they've had in the past.
All right, good. Trip Mickle, thanks so much.
Thanks.
And that's What's News. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal.